are back coming up on 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. Partly cloudy and beautiful out there, 56 degrees, perfect weather for November the 2nd. A little unseasonable, but hey, we will take it. But remember, it's windy out there, and as Uncle Mick says, some dry conditions too. So be careful out there with any kind of open flames and such. Well, the election's coming up next week. If you've been under a rock, you probably didn't know that. But yeah, next week, the elections. And every election, we got to talk the election night supper with Julie and Janelle in studio with me this morning. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
I said this, I only get to see you guys once every couple of years. This just isn't fair.
Right?
Well, we do have this meal every year, though.
You do. You do every year. That is true. Well, yes. Tell us about this. How many years have you been doing this?
Oh, well, the men used to do a men's supper at the church, and then they kind of quit doing that. So the ladies took up, and I think this is maybe nine.
Okay, so you've been doing this a while.
Eight, nine years maybe.
Well,
but Julie and I basically we took the reins of my mother a couple years ago.
Sure.
I don't know if we took them. We just got them.
Well, when mom says you're taking it, you're taking it. Definitely. How is your mom, by the way?
She's great. She's great.
Good.
She's hopefully listening right now.
Good. Good deal. Well, let's talk a little bit about the election night supper. This is going on at Breckenridge Lutheran, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. Over on 6th Street in Breckenridge.
All right.
So, yes, on November 8th from 5 to 7.
Okay. What's on the menu?
Same as every year. Homemade meatballs. It's our mom's recipe. They're very, very good.
I haven't had them.
Then they're good-sized meatballs. They're not those tiny little things. So meatballs with homemade gravy and mashed potatoes, corn, coleslaw, dinner roll, and a dessert.
Wow.
Yep.
So what do you get better turnouts for? Do you get better turnouts for the general election, the midterms kind of slower? What gives you the best crowd?
You know, the biggest election, when it gets bigger, that's when we get a little bit more of a turnout. Mm-hmm. 2 years, this has been 2 years now, we have had to do just carry out and delivery.
Well, because of the whole COVID thing,
Because of the pandemic. And, but this year we're bringing it back in-house.
Okay.
So for those who want to get out and about, we have all the options this year. We have dine-in, we have carry-out, and we have delivery.
Nice.
So, and we do, our elevator is broken, so we do have a couple tables set up on the main floor for those who are concerned about the steps. So we're kind of catering to all.
Right.
This year, yep.
So people go out and vote, and then they can show up and eat. What is the conversation like? Do they typically talk politics, or is it just general conversation?
We don't know.
We're the kids talking potatoes. We're not really.
Hopefully they're talking about how good the meatballs are.
Without a doubt. Now, is it just the two of you doing this, or do you have help?
Oh, yeah. We recruit quite a bit of the gals in the church to help us that evening. With the serving and all of that.
We do the kids.
Mm-hmm. The kids do that for service project hours. They help with cleanup and all of that. We have people that help with the deliveries.
Mm-hmm.
We have people now helping with selling the meal tickets and the raffle. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So all letters out quite a bit of people that are involved.
So Julie, step up to the mic. We got to talk with you. I'm not letting you off the hook.
No, exactly. I do want to mention we have raffle tickets, like Janelle said.
There you go.
We do have raffle tickets also. And first prize is a Yeti cooler package worth $500.
Ooh.
The second prize is a iPad with a keyboard, and that is a $300 value. And then we have the $200 cash prize. And the tickets are $10 each or three for $25.
Okay.
And they also can be purchased at our church office. You can contact Janelle or myself. Other people are selling tickets. And also the night of the dinner. People can come in and get a raffle ticket that night, get their tickets that night as well.
Those are some nice prizes. So you've got some help. You've got some sponsors helping you out with this.
Great donator.
Right?
We have one person who donates every year.
Really?
Donates all the prizes.
Okay.
We'll give a shout out. That's our sister Jody.
Sister Jody donates the prizes every single year.
Seriously? Yeah, so she comes with the prizes, and you guys are there serving it up?
Yes.
This really is a family thing.
It is.
And it's something that that probably goes back a ways, right?
Well, our mom and dad are very involved in the church. Dad, of course, has been gone now for 25 years, but mom is still very involved, and they just kind of instilled that in us. You know, church is important, and it's important to give back.
Right.
We're all involved in our kids' sports and everything. It's just as important to be involved with your community and your faith community as well. So
absolutely. And your dad was so, I mean, you know, Cal Michaels, he was so community oriented, mm-hmm, community, you know, that community involvement. Yep. So it's kind of like in your DNA.
Kind of. Yeah. Like I said, my mom gave us the reins, but I mean, we took them very willingly as well. So it's not, you know. But yeah, because we believe that as well, too, giving back to your church just as much as everything else you do.
Does it mean more to you, kind of being a family, kind of a family affair here, and it just sort of branches out?
I think so.
And it is. And we have fun with it, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we have fun.
Absolutely.
Definitely. I mean, it's a lot of work, but it's also very rewarding. And mm-hmm. All the proceeds go to our church, and then they help programs within the church.
Sure.
You know, within the community. So, it, you know, yes, it's at Breck Lutheran Church, but we also provide for the community.
For everybody,
With the things that we do, with the funds we raise, yes.
Right. Great service and great activity, too, going on. And mm-hmm. just kind of adds to Election Day, too. It's something that you can look forward to. Right. You see a lot of families showing up to this, bringing kids and stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And our meals, like I said, our meal ticket, we don't have separate prices for the kids or anything like that, simply because we know that the parents would probably just eat the meal anyway. But yeah, the meal tickets are $12 each, and you can't go out
in
the community to get a meal like this for $12 anymore. So it's very reasonable, and it's good, and it's a good fundraiser.
And good fellowship, too. Good food and fellowship. Yes. You know, that kind of sums it up.
Yep. And like I said, this year, too, bringing it back in-house as well. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, ladies, what else do we need to cover before we wrap it up here?
Well, we do need to cover that. We're going to give away 2 tickets on the radio. If you want to call in, you can decide how many, you know, what caller.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. If you do want tickets for either the meal or the raffle, our church phone number is 218-643-4892.
Okay.
And they can... You can get a hold of Julie or I, too, for extra tickets. But just call the church. They'll have all the information. The church office is open every day 9 to 3.
Got it.
So call between those hours. But we also have extra, too. So if you want to show up, if you don't know if you're going to be able to make it, we'll have it that night as well.
Fantastic.
We'll have extra if you want to just show up that day. And it is from 5 to 7, so.
I will give those away on our trivia slot tomorrow at 6:45. So thank you.
Yes,
thank you. Definitely thank you for the tickets, and I think you're going to have a good turnout this year.
I hope so, yeah. We appreciate the support from the community. So.
Yes, and thank you for always visiting with us.
That's why we're here. Like I say, I don't get to see you two enough because, you know, the elections don't roll around that often, too.
Right.
So, again, Julie, Janelle, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
It is 9:16 here, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.